Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the We Go Radio Show.
Say it again. I need some more energy up in here.
We Go Radio Show.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank God, and we're blessed to come back to another week. I'm gonna go ahead and do a round table real quick. Of course, I'm your host, Jasmine. Ms. Jazzy, you know, representing the Young Visionaries. Okay, I'm going to pass it to my left. What's your name, sweetie?
Juan.
What's your name?
Shalara.
What's your name, Jordan? What's your name? Isabella.
What's your name? Rebecca.
What's your name?
Khalid.
All right. Welcome all you guys. I'm glad that you guys are here and on the radio show for a whole nother week. Remember the last week that we had? How about you? I know you were here last time.
Yeah, I remember.
You had a good time?
I did, too. I thought I had a good time, too.
It was so good to meet you guys and do this radio show again. It's real fun, and I love doing it and everything. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce us the topic and everything. So basically, do you remember what, do you guys know what We Go stand for?
No,
We Talking? Okay, something like that, girl, something like that. I'm going to tell y'all what We Go stand for. We Go stand for Wellness, Education, Goals, and Opportunities. Wellness, Education, Goals, and Opportunities. So basically, you know, we talk about wellness, the wellness of you guys, the education, the goals and opportunities that you guys have. This radio show is geared to help you all, to help, you know, and to have fun. You know what I mean? But it's a show where we could talk, be real, you know what I mean? But we have to be respectful and watch our language, of course. You know, we got to be respectful to others' opinions as well. Because remember, we all don't think alike, right? If we all did, I think we all be robots.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so I think we're going to go ahead and jump right into the topic. So I picked our topic today to talk about wellness, and that's one thing that we will learn and we will all work together as a team. We're going to say, like, what's under, you know, the category. So it's like, what is wellness to you, you know? So what would you consider to be wellness? I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, what would you consider to be wellness?
I don't really know, actually.
That could be a physical thing. Can it be a physical thing?
Wellness, like, I don't know, actually.
Your well-being. Wellness is an all-around thing. So it can be your
like you're a well person?
Like, it could be something like that. That's kind of like
person.
A, pretty much, yeah, like your wellness within self. That's something like that. What about you?
I could be nice, and I can be mean. It seems to taste like
that. That sounds like emotional. No. What about you, girlie, over here? What about you?
Wellness to me is like how people, I don't really know what.
Okay, I'll go ahead and break down the wellness to you guys. All right, wellness, basically, you have different, all types of types. You have physical health, your wellness, your well-being, and how you eat and what you're doing with your body. Mental health and how you are and how you adapt and how you work your, you know, your mind. Spiritual, like your spiritual wellness, are you good? You know, everybody has their own. Everybody has their own flow in what they're doing and everything and stuff like that. So, you know, there's different kinds. And one wellness I really, really love is spiritual wellness and mental awareness and everything, because those are, to me, are the main key aspects, okay? But we're going to get into it a little bit more, talk about the wellness of ourselves a bit more. And we got my partner up in here from the Young Visionaries. I'm going right here. What's
how you guys doing out there? And Tom Gilbert.
He was low-key shy, guys. Okay, shy. Yeah, I'll put him on that. All right, but we're going to jump into the first song of the day, you know. Let's see what we're going to do. I want to see Miss Selena Gomez, Killing with Kindness. Oh, that's what I do all the time. Hey, that white girl, you look like you're killing with kindness, too. There you go. All right, we're going to jump into that Selena Gomez, Killing with Kindness. And if you guys want, just go ahead and give us a call. Our number is 917-889-3200.
Can be a nasty place. You know it, I know it.
We don't have to fall from grace. Put down the weapons you fight with.
Familiar with Madea, but I love her, Madea Tyler Perry. you guys know who that is. And I love on the show when she be like, I gotta pray. They'll be like, hold on, who you talking about? Who you gotta pray for? She's like, I pray for them, I pray for me. And I learned now, it's like, they don't understand. So that way, because at the end of the day, I gotta make sure I'm saying, because people are gonna do what they're gonna do, right?
Yeah, because like, if you pray for somebody else, and because they're going through a tough time, but then, you're going through a tough time and they don't pray for you.
Yeah.
Like, if the truth is on the other side.
Kind of, yes, something like that, because sometimes you do have to, like, go inside and pray for yourself, especially when somebody makes you that upset, because you do not want to go out of your own comfort zone. But sometimes people could take us there. I'm not innocent. You know what I mean? I'm not perfect. I'm not going to sit here and say, like, I'm the perfect person. No. That's what makes me human.
Because all people have feelings.
All people have feelings,
really. Because if you didn't, you would just be like a robot without any feelings, without feeling love, without feeling
care.
Confidential,
yes.
Feelings, caring, yes. Loving other people, like anything without that. You wouldn't care. You wouldn't feel being hurt or anything.
Yeah.
You know, when people try to hide that, they just build a wall. You know,
they build a wall.
Like, you know how girls are when they get hurt, they're like, oh, I don't care. But then, like, they hold it in for a long time and they can't hold it in.
I'm not going to let it hurt.
Yeah,
that's me. Yeah. And I can honestly admit that. But I haven't learned to talk and say that because I can admit I was like that.
Yeah.
I really was. And
I was too.
Because I didn't know how to express my feelings. Sometimes I'm still like that with certain things, not everything. But you know what I mean? I understand why people do that, because sometimes you don't know how to express yourself and you don't want to express it the wrong way, especially you don't want people to take it the wrong way or cause anybody or hurt my baby. I never want to hurt nobody else, so I will definitely be hurt. But then sometimes, like, you know, if it just bothers me, I'll tick and I'll blow up, and then you'll say things that you don't mean or may come off to them wrong, is because you've been holding that emotion.
Yeah.
It's so long. So it's
well, you're holding your grudge.
Yeah,
yeah.
And out of nowhere.
Exactly.
And what I'm saying with this is just that don't let people get to you. Don't let them get to your
heart. Exactly.
Your feelings.
Exactly.
You're blocking.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not only that, too, I've learned that those are the most damaged people,
yeah.
The ones that treat you that way.
Yeah.
You know, so I actually feel sorry for them. You know what I mean? So when you talk about killing them with kindness, their own guilt will actually kill them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because I promise you, I used to be that. I used to figure out other people what they think and stuff, especially y'all young.
I used to when y'all have a little
when I was you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I would always try to figure out what other people talk about. And then once I learned or how they felt more so to speak. And I learned to really just lay back and just let time heal everything and I let time progressive, because sometimes as humans, you know, every human got this, no matter race, person, we're answers. We want things like a here and a right now sometimes. You know what I mean? We want the answer.
I was
trying
to figure out what they were saying, because, like, I was dancing. It happened today. I was dancing in the dance room, and, like, two boys there, you know, they were talking. I went to, because they kept laughing and stuff. They were looking at me, and I wanted to know what they said. And, you know, I tried getting the news stuff and found out, you know, they were just making comments.
What I was
Yeah,
see, that's the
wrong way.
Like,
you better stop talking
to me.
Yeah,
exactly.
When I was
6 years
old,
in my first grade, I used to get picked on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because my teeth were like crooked and stuff. Like,
okay.
Really crooked. I looked through the window. My mom was in a parent teacher conference, because I was getting bad at school when I was in first grade. I thought they were talking about me, like, really rude, really, like, oh, her teeth are crooked.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, looking through the window, like, what are they saying about me? Like, what are they saying? Like, they're saying my teeth are crooked.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't still remember.
Yeah.
I thought,
yeah.
Well, what are you talking about? And she was like, oh, just about how old your horns are. And I told her, I thought you were talking about my teeth.
Oh, about that. No, they were talking about something totally different.
Yeah.
That's a good topic on emotional, but I'll see y'all soon. And you over there, mister.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be over here. All up in here. Hope I have your little feedback, too. But you know what? I'm going to jump on physical wellness. Physical wellness and health wellness.
Like getting or?
No, girl, we can't be beating up on people. We can't be beating up on folks. No. Like, I'm going to do that, girl. We got to have Yeah. Okay, now I'm talking about physical wellness, as in you guys exercise.
Yeah.
Health, what are the type of foods that you eat? Do you feel like that's an important thing to you guys?
What
does that mean? What does that mean to you guys? What does that physical exercising and eating healthy, right? What does that mean to you guys?
Well, physical wellness? No, not physical. I don't know what that means.
Here, I'm going to have Sam because you're a boy. So what does physical wellness mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
Exercising, eating right? What does that mean to you?
To be healthy.
And why? Why is it important to be healthy? To be physically healthy.
So you cannot eat too much junk food, so you can eat vegetables and anything.
Yep,
so
that's
you can
good.
Be healthy.
Exactly. You know what? That's good. That's good. Because especially exercising is real good. I ain't going to lie. I told myself I was going to be waking up at like 7 in the morning. You know what I mean? Work out for like 20 minutes in my little 20 minutes workout. I'll do it sometimes. I'll do it like once a week. Like, you know what I mean? But I'm really supposed to do it 5 days a week. But I'm still working at it and everything. You know, it takes time, progress, and everything. But I was really, you know, trying to do that because it helped me exercise. And see, the blessing about you guys are still in school. And now that I am older and everything, I can really see the difference. Because through all this time, even my early 20s, 21, 22, 23, even 25, I could tell the difference between then and now because I was more active, I was more engaged, I was more, and especially getting out, you know, you're going from, I went to school a very long time.
Yeah.
I went from Head Start to preschool to kindergarten, you know, K through 12. You know, you're doing all this physicalness, so your body is naturally like that, even after high school.
Really?
Like, you're still out there. When I went to college, I still had to take, like, little PE classes. So there are things that I was still very, very active with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what kept me up, you know. Now, as far as the food, I ate a little bit better, but I really didn't eat that better. It was just more, I was more physically fit more than anything.
Really?
But because of the food,
yeah.
But the food that I ate, has caught up to me now. See, now, if I would have been eating right too at that time, you know, I ate here and there, right?
So, yeah.
But it wasn't consistency. It was just, it was McDonald's. Yeah, because I told all these guys to go to the
wedding.
But, you know, just those junk food. You know what I mean? What about you, Ezra?
As you're speaking, I think about even my time in the military. Like, you work out, like, all the time, every day, all day. So it's, that was kind of like the benefit of being in the military, that I was always physically working out, but I never ate healthy. Like, I just, you know, kind of ate what I wanted. So I looked the part, but inside, you know, if you're not eating right, yeah, you know, it's not really. So just like when you talk about it catching up to you, you know, it really does, you know. But even for, you know, like high blood pressure,
yeah.
You talk about, you know, cholesterol, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's not all in. Physical fitness is all not just your physical appearance.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually what's going on inside.
Yeah.
And I never knew how important that was until literally you guys, like, I kid you not, and I really want you guys to really, everything we talk about on this show, it's all for the goodness and better. We're going to have fun, you know, we're going to turn up, you know what I mean? And we don't turn down for nothing. You know, but this is serious because I'm a living being. You know what I mean? You guys will be my age one day. But it ain't going to be soon because that means I will be old. So, but I can really tell the difference. So now, like, I drink fused waters. Like, I put cucumbers, lemons, things like that in my water, fruits.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
not every morning. Because I need those nutrients.
Yeah.
You know, because I'll be on the go so much. That is hard, so I have, you know, was eat fast food,
yeah.
But now I have to stop eating fast food. Now I'm getting on myself because I can feel, I feel lazy, you know, I feel tired, slower,
yeah,
like, I should feel like that. Mm-hmm. I should feel very energetic and good, right?
Right?
All right. What about you, Rebecca?
Even though I'm still really young, I can
still it catches.
I feel a difference.
And you can still feel the difference.
I used to be so energetic, but now I just feel lazy better.
Yeah.
Tired every day.
Yeah.
I woke up, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty sad.
Yeah. No,
how much
like,
I used to weigh.
I used to weigh
so much, and I was disappointed in myself.
But I
used to drink is soda, all I used to eat is McDonald's. I would never eat any vegetables.
Yeah, see, yeah.
I would never drink
eat, like, at, I forgot this restaurant we went to, all they do is fill up your bowl with healthy things, like broccoli and stuff like that, and she'll drink cucumber juice, pineapple,
like, yeah, stuff, like stuff like that. That'll work. What about you, Jordan?
Come on, what is physical and physical health to you? Even healthy good. What does that mean to you?
Like eating better instead of, like, because everyone, I know, like, 90% of people here, eat hot chips and candy and stuff.
Hockey.
Yeah, and some might, like, not. So, like, some should, like, start eating healthier.
Yeah.
So their body could be more energetic.
So, look, I'm going to ask you, right? So, what do you think in the morning to have some fruit and vegetables in the morning to start your day off?
Definitely.
Maybe have something that much,
right?
You know what I mean? To start infusing that, right?
Okay. Yeah, I remember I had a doctor and I weighed, like, so much. I was really young, and my doctor said, like, your weight is, like, too much.
Yeah, because your age.
Yeah, like, every other little kid that was my age,
I'm
like, at 10, every other kid my age were, like, lower, and, like, I was bigger. Then she said, man, I'm gonna need some chicken. And she said,
what happened to me?
And she said, the middle of my head was so small, and she said, that's how much I have to eat. I was like,
yeah.
Whoa, no, that can't be happening.
What I don't get is why people eat Takis, but they're so unhealthy. Why don't you just eat a jalapeno if you want something hot?
I love Takis. I
can't go out. It's not that you can't eat it.
Just eat a jalapeno.
Let me say, it's not that you eat. You know what I mean?
That's
wrong. Eat it every day. Look forward to it. Don't go without eating it for 3 days. You know what I mean? Don't make it seem like you need to eat it all the time. I know I take over and I don't eat it. I like a lot. I like to eat. Jasmine likes to eat. I like to eat a lot. Like,
you
know what I mean? Just because I like to eat so much doesn't make it healthy for me either, and I have to watch my food. So what type of food do you like to eat, homegirl, when you're falling asleep?
I like healthy food.
Hold on, I'm going to get back to you, Rebecca. I want her to talk because she's over here trying to fall asleep. I don't do that.
But I do eat vegetables from time to time. But my doctor did say I do well. I would like 150.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to 60.
Okay.
And I'm like trying to lose weight, but it's like hard.
It's hard because I agree.
My mom told me you're only supposed to eat this much of food, like half a cup, or this much, this big.
Yeah. I agree.
And this place, oh my gosh, they say you eat such unhealthy food. They serve you with big plates of stuff that's so unhealthy.
Yep.
You can even ask all of us. They serve so much food, don't they? It's so unhealthy.
Well, today we had cucumber salad and spaghetti. Now
that's good. I agree with that. I said you take a smaller portion.
Like one time they needed to get rid of it, so they just slapped a whole lot. But even if they do give you a whole lot, you just eat a little.
You eat
okay.
How much?
Yeah.
And then all the time, you guys can bring your own lunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or not even just your own lunch. Bring that healthy stuff. When you leave the house, eat you a salad or eat you some fruit. Something like that.
Oh yeah, I definitely
You will see the difference in your energy, honey. Because I'll be like,
oh my gosh, that's true.
I promise you, I'll love you a cold orange just to let you guys know.
Yeah.
But eat an orange, something like a salad is pretty cool. You know what I mean? And you know what's good still for you guys? Milk. So eat just a bowl of cereal. Like, you know what I mean? And have a fruit with it. Start your day off
that cereal.
Like
the cookie cereal or the little chocolate cereal.
Some of them, but they do have minerals. But see, you ain't going to make like 2, 4, 5 bowls. That's the thing. See, that's why I'm saying.
Yeah, that's milk.
You know what I mean? And so that's what I'm
saying.
I like that. There you go. And so that's all I was going to say. It was tough. I was 10 years old myself, and I'll never forget, girl, eating that chicken noodle. My mom had to eat some chicken. I ain't like,
right.
And I started to eat a lot, you know, and I started to gain weight in this spot. Like, you know what I mean? And stuff. And then slowly but surely, I just start watching what I ate. You know what I mean? And everything. And then I really, really got involved in physical education, PE. Well, we got to PE, and you know, PE was
you kind of be slacking, you kind of be feeling like you don't have to do it.
No. Every day, because you got to go every day, work out every day. That's only a 30-minute session. You guys got to get dressed out. Then you guys got to count all this other stuff. Then they got to set y'all up. So that's what
I'm
talking
about.
Like,
I
hate
to keep the style out. I hate PE.
Okay. We don't say dislike. But that's a very, very important part of your life, because without being physical, you're going to be sluggish. You're going to be, like, you heard a guy talking about couch potatoes?
Yeah.
You might not be nothing but a couch potato because you don't want to do anything. So utilize that time, because you only have, what, about 30 minutes? Like, you know what I mean? Utilize that time.
I need to myself.
You know what I mean? But I say take advantage of that time. Give you 1 week. You can do it right now, even though you're not in school. Run up and down your street. Run up and down
every
your
night.
Chair. You feel me? Like 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Take your break. Take your time for 1 week, and I guarantee you by next week, you're going to see me. I will be able to tell, and you will be so much more energetic. But the key is the consistency.
You know what I suggest?
That's where I fail. The
sport,
that's good, because that's what you got to do.
You know what I said?
You gotta work out to be a sport. That's exactly why Jasmine did not do that, because they be trying to work you like you just a machine and anything.
I hated when I couldn't feel my favorite clothes, and then, like, dang. But now that I'm older, my grandma, she has me, like, at the Boys Club stuff. I joined the basketball team.
That's good. Stay active. Do something active. I like that.
Love yours. Love yours. No such thing. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing. Heart beating fast, letting you know that he alive. Fake victims, mad snakes, snakes in the grass, letting you know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle.
for you. It's beauty in the struggling. Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less compared to somebody down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I'd be right then if a nigga don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Cause all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind. Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, you came a long way. The bad news is, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next. I ask for strength from the Lord up above, cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good, and touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my grips out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a rigor Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this sincerely. And as in who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose. I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but feel me. Long as the people in that motherfucker love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a just better out there on the toss. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting him know that he alive. Fake niggas, mad snakes, snakes in the grass, letting him know that he arrived.
Important, because the thing is like in the moment you can feel that way, you know, or feel overwhelmed. But if you just wait one more day and wake up the next day, it's not going to feel the same way it did the night before. You know what I mean? So, you know, which is why they look at it as a mental illness, because in the moment, you're actually just not thinking correctly. But the reason why I tie spiritual into it is because, you know, my faith, you know, actually keeps me grounded, gives me hope, have a better day for the next day, you know, because it'll all be better the next day. That's the thing we need to focus on more than anything is that, you know, our mental state of mind, that it's not going to always be bad.
Exactly. I'll add a little more back too, especially with the suicide thing. When I used to live up north, actually, got you know, for the Bay Area Raiders representative, you know what I mean? From East Oakland, baby. But, it was crazy because we did an event, and I was part of the AASU. The AASU is like their BSU, but there's this African-American Student Union. And we did an event for veterans, and it was crazy because I did not know you would think once you guys, even when I was you guys' age, I felt like, you know, once you out the military, you got like all this money, you can live wherever you want and do all these things. And it was just so phenomenal to see that we were really doing an event because they did not offer them money to go to school. And I'm like, how are you putting your life? Because I would never put my life on the line for America. I don't care who it is. As long as it's my family or something like that to help you kids, that's the only time I would do something like that. But for the whole country, nah. I'm cooked. Like, you know what I mean? And so what I'm getting at, I salute them for doing that. That takes a lot of heart. Like, you know what I mean? To do that. And I salute you too, because it ain't going down. Okay, it ain't going down on this deal. But, but we did that, and it was so crazy to me, you guys, because you would think, like, if you're in the Army and you're doing all this stuff for the country, right, you think you would get some money or get a place or something, and it's just something as simple as school, though. Like, it was just that simple with them trying to get in college, so that's what we were doing. We were raising that awareness and having those events. So now that I've recognized even different schools I've been to, they got certain things that are designated for veterans. And I think that is awesome. I don't think that's selfish. I think that is awesome because I did not know behind that. And I didn't even know that they were committing suicide like that. Not that I didn't know that there were problems and things like that, but as far as them committing suicide, no. You know what I mean? Because I do not like that. A cousin of mine at 19 committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And that's not cool. And that's why we jump back into the mental health, mental and spiritual wellness. You know what I mean? You got to understand, I grew up with her. She was my little cousin. So for her to jump and do it, not only she tried to attempt it once and did it right the second time. Attempted it. I don't know what happened a week later. You know what I mean? Get dressed up, get her nails done, do all this stuff to do it again and actually die this time. You know what I mean? It still hurts and everything. I'm thinking, okay, last time I talked about it, I'm crying a little bit. You know? But because, you know, it's like a part of me, like I'm human, right? But I'm still kind of angry with her. Like, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I don't know what she was going through mentally, and I don't know if she was together, you know, spiritually. And that is very, very important. So when we touch back on the physical health, on the what you eat, like when we talk about those emotions, do you guys know all that plays a part of who you are? Because if you don't eat right, like you have what I say, a couch potato, you're not going to feel good about yourself. Then you're going to start feeling emotionally bad. Then your emotionally bad is going to mess with your mental, even mental is going to mess with your spirit. You see how all these things are tied together. You know, everything's tied together. It's separate, but it makes sense. You see what I'm saying? I always like this saying, forgive me, guys. You guys probably know it. Parts of something next to some, different parts of the something next to some. I don't know, it was an old thing before, and everything like that and stuff. So, but yeah, that was a pretty good one. I really do like that, and I hope you guys really, really pay attention to that, because that mental health is the spiritual health is a real battle. I've battled with that myself.
Not only that, don't feel afraid to say something or
seek help.
Yes, because
or seek help, like seriously, like that's what I'm here for. That's what you guys as leaders here at the Boys and Glover, Boys and Girls Club are here for, your parents. And I know sometimes that, yeah, trust me, my mom was mean to say, you know what I mean? You probably didn't know how to tell this, but I guarantee you if you probably really go and say something to your parents, they will seek that help and you let them know. And never, you know I'm gonna tell y'all right now, never feel ashamed
and never feel embarrassed for ever trying to help yourself. Don't nobody walk in your shoes, and I can show you guys something I never shared with them. I went to counseling because of the things that I faced. I used to feel bad, but I promise you it's the best thing ever. So remember how I told you guys I used to keep stuff inside and everything, and he told me it was just crazy, and it was just like a promise. He told me what it was. He was like, he just exploded. What do you think? He was like, he just took it to the extreme. And that one word, when he told me that, it was like a whole relief. Because I'm just talking. I don't believe in taking no pills. You know, I don't believe in that. But some things work different for other people. You know what I mean? Everything works different for other people. It's okay. That's what we're here for, to help. Because it works different for other people. But when I was talking, it helped me. Because sometimes it's like, bam, 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 bam. It's not in here. So it's bam, bam. And it's not somebody that I knew. It was somebody that's going to cover me. It was somebody I knew that was probably going to keep it real and straightforward with me, like how I do with you guys. But even though I may not know you guys physically or know you guys on that level, I'm here. I love all y'all. Like, you know what I mean? Because that spiritual and mental health is something serious. And you guys know within you guys' day and age, especially, if this suicide thing is real. And I encourage you guys to really educate yourself. Go to school and make something of yourself, because you have to do it. You can't depend on mommy and daddy. You do it for yourself, because you guys are all kings and queens in here. Okay? So you guys push that. And you guys push for it. It's challenging. It's going to be hard. You know what I mean? And it's okay to cry sometimes. But guess what? Are you going to make it or are you not?
I'm going to make it.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. You want to touch on it? Any of y'all want to touch on that?
I want to touch on it. It's hard. I really have to say it's hard. My father was, I had to go to therapy, I had to go to counseling.
And if this wasn't personal, if you don't...
It's just about my father.
Okay.
He's crazy.
Okay.
No, he's in prison, but he's all better now.
Yeah.
I had to go to counseling. I was almost so bad I had to take pills. So...
That, I'm going to talk on a private level, because I'm all on the radio. They don't have to hear your personal stories.
Yeah.
And that's what
I'm going
to watch over
that. I'm just saying, like, it's hard.
I understand.
My cousin actually had a really hard time because she was going to school and stuff, and he had to go to the army and stuff because he needed help, but he couldn't get enough for school.
Oh, hard.
Yeah. So he had to go to the army,
it was
hard.
Yeah,
and
I heard about that.
When we got that dog tag back to her.
It is crazy because I never knew my grandparents. My grandparents told me how my grandpa used to have PTSD. And I can be honest, they diagnosed me with PTSD when I was having my counseling, and he would wake up in a cold sweat without his sleep. Because of that word, I trust in everything that they existed. And wait, but we're going to jump into a fall. We just have a good conversation about this. Not afraid that you guys are good. We're going to talk about it. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to jump into something because we got 15 minutes, and I want to wrap it up. I want to get like 7 minutes and stuff. So, we're going to go ahead and jump into another fall.
I don't know which one. Let's see. Let's see. All right. We're going
to jump into the Sierra at work.
Put it up, put it up. come on in the club. Put it up, put it up, put it up. Turn it up, turn
this
it up, turn it up.
Let's go.
Start to play, tell the DJ. And if you want to dance flow, you tell the DJ. This your jam, this your joint. Hey, Mr. DJ. This that new Sierra. Don't holler at the DJ.
Yeah,
but they can't go to each other all like
eight.
No, a clock, because you know how it's two hands.
Oh!
You know how to say the second hand, the first hand?
Oh, shit! Hey, somebody let me tell y'all something. You think I'm talking about the outside of the clock? I forgot it's ugly how it's the first
thing. Oh, I got that. I like that.
I wouldn't have got it if you wouldn't already talk about the outside.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about it. I was so way off. I'm over here. I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't need no verb for the verb of what they think. Or something like that together. Oh, my God. That's so funny. That's so funny. Okay, I don't have any local artists at the moment on the top of my head. But I know some local artists out there, and if you guys want to call in, you know, represent, let us know what you guys got going, what you put out here in this IE. Because, you know, we support you. We show support to everybody. Just to let y'all know, Jasmine is in love with Chris Brown. We married. Just let y'all know, you know what I mean?
I'll show you.
Yeah.
Chris Brown?
Yes, Brown. You didn't know?
What?
No.
No.
Y'all didn't know Miss Brown? No. Okay, yes, I have a seat, sweetheart.
Oh, my God. All lovely.
You know,
Bridgerine.
So, now see what happened was, he came after that, so I had to take it off a little bit. So, but you know, I just had to, just like throw that out there, but we represent, you know, everybody. But I like to show love to our local artists and stuff like that, you know what I mean, to show them love and what they got going on within our community of where we live at, right? And, we're going to show some more love to the organization, especially our shout-out to Young Visionary.
Young Visionary!
Shout-out to the Boys and Girls Club, whoop, whoop. You know, especially CORES as well. We have all these different programs out here, you guys, in the IE that are willing to help build the kids and doing the right thing, you know. So I'll say just call it to the radio show and look out, and we'll be letting you guys know, fulfilling you on what is to come and what's going on out there in the streets here. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Basically, we talked about wellness, and we talked about it under spiritual, mental, physical health and everything, and I really pray that everybody got everything, just put the positive out of it, because that's our main thing on the We Go Wellness Education Goals and Opportunities. And we're here to help, you know what I mean? But we also here to turn up and have a good time, you know what I mean? So I'm going to go ahead and drop it to our last little song in just a second. And I'm going to shout out to this weather real quick, because I've been low-key feeling this weather. Oh, my gosh, to me, everybody's like, it was kind of hot today, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't like hot like that to me. On the basis, because ain't nothing like the 100 degrees that I felt when we was in the 115. To me, this is lovely. Like, not to say it ain't hot, like, you know what I mean. But it is. I can deal with it, because I couldn't deal with that 100 something degree weather, you guys. I couldn't do it.
In a car, and, you know, trying to wait for the
or turn on your air and stuff that night. But I'm going to go ahead and put on this song, all right? So you guys enjoy. Have a blessed one. I'll see y'all next week. And we out. That's a we go.
Ready?
Let's go!
Do I just call? Be on.
Make a new track, make them fall on they crack. Give them a slap, appetizer, and slack. I'm so fat in the back, make the boys all collapse. Yeah, when I rap, they be all on my deck. Boys wanna fuck on this proof cat. Got a new idea, let me switch it. Man, I'm so futuristic. Big hips and big, big, big hips. Body be thick like a bitch with them different rippers. It's microphone gripping it. Getting these Benjamins, new car whipping it. I'm so far ahead of y'all. Man, I'm on top of the stars. I don't care none of y'all. Blah, blah, blah.